Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there's a great question on the table. Can anything, political ads, campaign rallies, campaigning, stumping, virtually or in any other way, can any of that, or even the presidential debates, which are coming up in just about 3 weeks, can any of that actually change people's minds about Donald J. Trump? Or is the opinion of the American public set in stone to either love him or hate him? And there are very, very few people who are in between. I saw in Real Clear Politics, one of the averages is that the number of undecided voters is shockingly low. It's only 6%, according to some polling. Most people are kind of set in the way that they approach this election. And, okay, so what does that mean in terms of the outcome? Well, we will see. There's also a bit of research, and it's just a huge bit of research, that seems to talk about the failure of political advertising to change election outcomes. And a Yale political scientist who I hope to have on the show named Alexander Kopach shows that it doesn't matter how much you spend. I mean, last time out, Hillary Clinton outspent Donald Trump by just about 2-1. The Trump campaign was a lean, mean, winning machine in 2016. Hillary Clinton's campaign was a mess, and it was swimming in money, and a lot of that money obviously did not go to states where, who knows, maybe it could have made a difference in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, which swung the election. Well, this time there's evidence, and we will get to it, that political ads just don't work. And one of the things that I think that President Trump was rightly indignant about, or not rightly indignant necessarily, but certainly predictably indignant about, was that article in Atlantic Magazine that claimed he had made rude remarks about John McCain, even after his death, and had been upset that, and this is confirmed, actually, because there's a guy named Miles Taylor who worked at the White House, and said, yeah, the president didn't want to fly flags at half-mast for John McCain, and yesterday in his press conference, the president said, well, I wasn't a fan, I was never a fan of John McCain. And, okay, this is not going to change votes, I don't believe. And the idea that the president has a troubled relationship with the military as an institution, that's more of a problem. And the claims, which is why the administration has moved so forcefully with all kinds of people as part of his personal staff and people who've worked for him, coming forward and saying, no, no, I've never heard President Trump say that people who died for our country were losers or suckers. And he's unimaginable that he said something to a grieving father like General Kelly, who has not commented on this, saying that what was in it for them, looking at Senator General Kelly's son's grave in Arlington. But in that same press conference where President Trump was attacking Atlantic Magazine, which ran this story, and attacking one reporter from Fox who confirmed it, and attacking CNN and attacking other people who confirmed it, he also threw this in. This is clip 14 about our generals, and about why he thinks there are many generals and former generals who don't like him. Listen.
Biden shipped away our jobs, threw open our borders, and sent our youth to fight in these crazy endless wars. And it's one of the reasons the military, I'm not saying the military is in love with me, the soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy. But we're getting out of the endless wars. You know how we're doing.
Okay, the implication that our top military brass, people who have dedicated their lives to service to the country in uniform, actually now want to send young men to their death simply so defense contractors can make more money. That's been an old charge from isolationists. There was a former Marine hero and an officer in the Marine Corps named Smedley Butler who made that kind of charge back in the 1920s and 30s. That basically it was war profiteers who were driving our involvement, he claimed, in World War I, and he claimed in the run-up to World War II, where, remarkably, we actually built up an army very, very quickly. There's a new book about that, which is fascinating, but we built up an army very, very quickly. We had armed forces about the size of Portugal, but then after Britain went to war, and then President Roosevelt, with the help of George C. Marshall, the Army Chief of Staff, very quickly assembled a formidable fighting force that it ended up that we needed after we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. This is going on at the same time that the streets are full of shouts and riots, not so much riots this weekend as demonstrations, but hateful demonstrations. And they can only be described as hateful. And no, I don't think people rallying in support of President Trump and avoiding confrontations with other people, there's nothing hateful about that. Why isn't that patriotic, just as rallying for Joe Biden would be? If you're rallying for a candidate and you're flying flags and you're flying banners that say Trump 2020. And I know they had some bad news with the Trump Tilla. The Trump Tilla was a combination of the words Trump and flotilla. This is at Lake Travis in Texas, outside of Austin in Travis County. And they had a whole bunch of boats on Lake Travis, apparently too many. They created some waves and four boats sank while they were as part of the Trump Tilla, and that wasn't a good thing. No one died. No one appears to have been injured. Everyone was rescued, but it must be terrible for those boat owners. There was also a big gathering of 1,000 Trump supporters outside of Portland, which is worthwhile, and clearly showing that, no, not all Oregon holds with the demonstrators, the anti-American and anti-sanity demonstrators in the city of Portland. Clip 6 shows a white female BLM activist in Portland who was telling demonstrators through a megaphone how they should block traffic. We will get to that. We covered this on Friday. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, barely made it into work because there were demonstrators who were blocking traffic. See, I don't understand, honest to God, and I would be so pleased if someone wanted to call up and explain it to me, why it is that you think that making somebody late for work or blocking traffic or causing a traffic jam will get people over to your point of view. That's the way to persuade them. Get people really good and pissed off at me, and then they'll understand what I'm talking about better. How does anybody think that way? 1-800-955-1776. We'll also be talking to the former Israeli ambassador to America. Why is Israel leading the world right now in coronavirus deaths per capita? That and more coming up on The MedVet Show.
It's called
The Michael MedVet Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael MedVet Show.
And on the Michael MedVet Show, there was a demonstration in Seattle yesterday, one of many, where they actually have a photograph of the demonstrators assembling under a particularly hateful sign. The sign said, heroes all kill, my heroes all kill cops. And again, when you talk about if the idea of demonstrations is to bring people over to your side, get people to see things differently, maybe to open up some new channels of possibility politically, how does that help anything? My heroes all kill cops. Shame on them. How disgusting. 1-800-955-1776. Cody from the District of Columbia. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I'm just calling to talk about what the president said regarding generals and others in the military who simply want to fund wars in order to profit off of them, I guess. And I hear rhetoric like that, and I think this is exactly the kind of stuff that we put up with when George W. Bush was president and John Kerry was running against him in 2004. And it's the same kind of lies that the left have been telling forever, and we have a Republican president now who believes it. And we have so many, 80-90% of Republicans who are willing to go along with it. Maybe they don't know he said it, maybe they don't care. But it's just, I just find it so disturbing, and I don't know how to reckon with it. The other day you mentioned on the show that you thought it was important that everyone get out and vote. And the truth is, I don't really want to vote this election. I don't want to support somebody, even though I don't want Joe Biden to win. It's hard for me to want Donald Trump to win, and he keeps making it harder and harder with things that he says, like he said yesterday.
Well, and he has to clarify it. There was also there were parts of the press conference. We haven't played much of it because, again, I listened to the whole thing on the car on the live broadcast over Fox, and it was just astonishing. I mean, he seemed for parts of it to be positively unhinged. And you're right, this line against our military has been a line that has been there, as I said, since the period of rampant isolationism and the old America firsters in the 1920s and 30s, that basically our whole military-industrial complex wants endless wars to get rich, or people were claiming that Dick Cheney and George W. Bush, that Dick Cheney was getting rich from Halliburton, so he wanted Halliburton and to get oil contracts. And again, it's a terrible, terrible slander against very distinguished people who have served the country. This is one of those things that, honest to goodness, if Trump is going to get your vote, Cody, and frankly, if he's going to get mine, there's going to have to be coming to terms with some of the outstanding military people who've actually served him, including Jim Mattis, including John Kelly, including General McMaster, who I'm hoping will join us on the show. These are real public servants, because you don't get to be a four-star Marine general like General Mattis or General Kelly. And one of the things, and I tweeted about this over the weekend, and it's just why, say what you will about President Trump, some of his supporters and aides just go way, way too far. When General Kelly was fired by the president as chief of staff, this four-star Marine general, former Secretary of Homeland Security under President Trump, someone who had lost his own son in combat in Afghanistan, his son was killed at age 29, and when General Kelly was fired, there was a statement from then White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. And what she said is that I worked for John Kelly, and John Kelly is just incapable of handling the genius of our great president. And look, there are ways to separate from a war hero and a great military leader. That doesn't count as one of them. It just doesn't. Okay. Violent protests, blocking traffic. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is in Portland. Listen to a white female leader from the BLM movement telling demonstrators what they should do.
Multiple lanes of traffic. We will spread out and we will occupy all the lanes. When we are occupying all the lanes of traffic, we're not going to merge back into one lane until we're all the way at the next turn. So take them all up. You don't want to leave opportunities for other people to come speeding unsafely through. Make sense? Also, when we're spreading out on larger roadways, watch the bike lanes, watch the turning, aka suicide lanes. You always got one selfie person who cannot wait 2 minutes and will try and hurt someone. Don't let them. Scoot your car butt over into the lane. Pay attention to your side mirrors. When you're blocking, don't check your phone, don't scream, don't get out of your car. You're in service to the caravan. When you're blocking, focus on blocking. Sometimes someone might get extremely spicy with you. Ignore them. Wave, thank them for waiting. 2 minutes will be 2 minutes. Thank you. Don't engage them. This is not a time to have a discussion about the deep meanings of racial injustice. Block. Watch for the caboose car. Get your butt back in line.
Okay. Can you imagine if you were one of the people who all of a sudden saw your access to where you were going blocked by a bunch of cars that were parked there deliberately blocking your way? Is this what our country has come to? What is the purpose? What is the purpose of this kind of demonstration? There's a New York City march with Antifa with a huge sign at the front of their demonstration that said, "Death to America." And listen to what they said. This is clip 7, as they were marching under the sign that said, "Death to America." Listen. Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground. Okay, this is one of the reasons that, frankly, a lot of people cannot vote for a Democrat for president unless that Democrat and his running mate, I mean, so strongly dissociate themselves from death to America and every precinct, every town, burn the precinct to the ground, for goodness sake, much more strongly than they've done so far. We'll be speaking about what's going on in Israel. Why is Israel suddenly leading the world in per capita COVID-19 deaths? We'll get to that with the former ambassador from Israel to the U.S., Michael Oren, coming up.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on a scaled-back stimulus bill that Republicans initially proposed. It would reinstate unemployment benefits with an extra $300 per week and provide money for testing, the Postal Service, and schools.
Targeted areas could be very helpful, maybe even make the recovery even stronger, okay?
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News Kudlow continues,
I'm not saying the recovery is dependent on it, but I am saying it would help.
President Trump in Jupiter, Florida, with a big announcement.
In a few moments, I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I am honored to welcome back to the show the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, the Honorable Michael Oren. He is also a former member of Knesset, former deputy prime minister in Israel, American born and educated. And Michael is a phenomenal writer with a wide range of writing gifts. His book, Power, Faith, and Fantasy, about American ideas of the Middle East and American history in the Middle East, is must reading. He is the author of a brand new book of short stories. It's his third work of fiction. The book is called The Night Archer, and it is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, and it ranges from the current day to stories of a medieval sultan and much, much more. Michael, congratulations on the new book, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. I'm honored to be with you.
Well, my first question for you is something that I was just talking with my brother about, who's in Jerusalem. Right now, according to some numbers, the coronavirus, the COVID-19, is rampaging in Israel worse than it is in the United States, or maybe worse than any other country. Why?
And that is true. Per capita, that's true. We're number one. You're not proud of it, but we're number one.
No, you don't want to be number one.
No, we do not want to be one. We want to be 194. And there are many reasons for this. We have a large, you know, traditional ultra-Orthodox Jewish population, a large Arab population. People live in close proximity. We've got a lot of young people here, Michael, in Tel Aviv. We have the youngest population in the industrialized world under the age of 30. They don't want to wear a mask. They want to party. And that has caused the numbers to bump up.
And what's happening? I mean, I understand there's a new curfew that they're imposing where, and at least in a big chunk of the country, you have to stay home after 7 at night. Is that operative?
In the United States, you have red states, right? We have red cities and towns, which are designated for curfews. And they've closed schools, they've closed businesses, you're not allowed out at night, you know, after 7 o'clock at night. Certainly no large social gatherings. And they're hoping these communities are where the infection rate has been highest. Again, ultra-Orthodox and Arab communities. Ultra-Orthodox have really balked against this very strongly, the Arabs less so. And we'll see if this will have an impact. But the idea is to make it, to get these numbers down before the winter starts, Michael. Because winters could be a whole new wave.
God forbid. And this is occurring at a time when there's good news for Israel, some of it that many Americans are even unaware of. One of the triumphs for the Trump administration, at least recently, certainly has to do with the nation of Kosovo, which is a majority Muslim nation, announcing they're going to recognize Israel, joining the United Arab Emirates. And am I right that Serbia, as part of this deal that Trump helped to broker, Serbia is moving the embassy to Jerusalem?
And here, you know, it's sort of a rare bipartisan approach. I'm happy to give President Trump the credit, but something has to be said to Elliot Engel, who's going to be the outgoing Democratic head of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Congress. He worked for this for years and brokered a deal where we would recognize Kosovo, but Kosovo would open an embassy in Jerusalem. And I was involved in this effort over the course of several years. And I think it's a wonderful breakthrough. And I hope that other countries, Muslim countries, Kosovo is going to be a Muslim country, will open their embassies in Jerusalem.
And also a great deal of talk here in the press about the possibility of Saudi Arabia following the United Arab Emirates. Is that something that people are talking about in Israel?
They're talking about it. I wouldn't be overly optimistic right now. Saudis are much more cautious. They're the custodians of the holy cities. But that should in no way diminish the stunning diplomatic breakthrough of our peace arrangement with the United Arab Emirates, which is going to be transformative, I think, to the entire world. Because you are wedding, you know, with two Ds. You're wedding the most innovative country in the world with one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And I'm getting WhatsApp and emails from my friends in Israel who are all traveling to do business in the Gulf. It's an extraordinary moment here.
Now, which is terrific news, as you say, for the whole world. And what about this coalition government, the government that brought together Benny Gantz and Bibi Netanyahu? I know that there had been a lot of talk it was going to collapse. They weren't going to have a budget. They're going to have to go to new elections. But the government seems to be hanging on, no?
It's hanging on because both the Likud party and the Benjamin Netanyahu and the Blue and White Party under Benny Gantz are going down the polls. Who is going up in the polls? Bennett, Naftali Bennett, and the more right-wing parties. The biggest threat to Netanyahu is not from the left, it's from the right. And today, Naftali Bennett's party broke all records, you know, broke the 20 Knesset seat threshold. So no one's rushing to elections right now. There were a lot of predictions. As a word, I never thought we were going to run to elections. I think people are afraid.
Uh-huh. And afraid of?
Of losing, as one does in the election. And right now, Naftali Bennett, you know, he could be the kingmaker. And he could put together a coalition even without Likud. And that is something that Netanyahu, facing three counts of, you know, corruption, and who has to appear in court, by the way, three times a week starting in January, he doesn't want to face that.
Holy cow.
Without being prime minister.
Okay, and for people who don't know, Naftali Bennett is he is American born, right? And he is a high tech, very successful in high tech, and he is religious, articulate, and very much to the right of Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm. Very fine man.
Is that accurate?
Very fine leader. Yep, he is. And he's a serious contender. He's young, and he's energetic. He can speak to young Israel in the way that some of the older people, and I have to include myself in that older group, may have difficulty.
And with your new book, The Night Archer, is there, I mean, inevitably there must be some of the stories that are directly related to the current situation of Israel.
There are many stories that relate to the Israeli reality, whether in the army. I spent many years in the military and in war. There are war stories. There are stories about politics. There's stories about Washington. You know, from the time I was ambassador, there's one story about a phenomenon that exists only in Washington, which is are people who are professional social climbers in Washington, people who hire advisors and consultants how to get invited to the best parties, how to get invited to dinner at the White House. Believe it or not, that actually exists, and I wrote a short story about it.
Uh-huh. And the punchline, well, I don't want you to give away the punchline of the short story. The book is called Night Archer, and it also deals to some extent in the supernatural, as I understand.
Well, there are 51 stories in this, Michael, and they're completely different. Everyone is completely different. Most short story collections are, you know, centered around one town or one experience, even if they have a war experience. I set out to write 51 different stories that drew on my personal experience, but also I think want to say something about the world and the human condition. So there are indeed ghost stories, but there are stories about faith and God, and there are stories about conflict, but a lot of stories about love, about family, politics, business. It's all in there.
And it's all in there in The Night Archer, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Michael Oren is one of the finest historians working. He wrote The Definitive History of Israel's Six-Day War. And as I mentioned before, I think every American should read Power, Faith, and Fantasy, his book about American images and involvement in the Middle East. Michael, I wish you a good, sweet, and prosperous and peaceful year. And thanks for speaking to us from the old city of Jaffa in the state of Israel. We will be right back with more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Michael Medved Show, what's the worst possible outcome in the election? Well, this is kind of amazing. The New York Times, which is very, very, very pro-Biden, and the Wall Street Journal, which is very pro-Trump, seem to agree on the worst possible outcome of the election. No, really, they do. There were powerful columns over the weekend and then today on precisely that subject. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. First, an update on a story that we talked about before, and it relates to an unbelievable example of Hollywood hypocrisy. Just a truly appalling example of Hollywood hypocrisy. The first story is a follow-up on USC. And USC, known for its legendary athletic programs and also known to be one of those institutions of higher education that were corrupted by that admissions scandal involving Lori Loughlin and others, Felicity Huffman and others who are well-known in Hollywood. But there was a business professor who was suspended. And now there's more about his suspension. Why? Not because he said anything racist, but because he used a Chinese word. And now that I have official information about how to say the word in Mandarin, the word that you say in Mandarin is negu. Negu. Okay? It sounds too much like an ugly, ugly, terrible word that should never, ever be used and nobody should ever use. And so the professor's in trouble. And here is the story, the latest from the LA Times. A business professor at USC is no longer teaching his communications course after black students complained that a Chinese language example he used during class sounded like a racial slur and damaged their mental health. Okay, how is it possible for any sane, serious person to say that using a Chinese word that has no racist component to it at all, it's the word for that in Mandarin. How is that somehow damaging to someone's mental health? This makes me crazy, actually. The Marshall School of Business professor, and that's the Marshall School of Business at USC, University of Southern California. His name is Greg Patton. He was giving a Zoom lesson in his Communication for Management class on August 20th. The course is just a 3-week intensive. It's part of the core requirements for a first year's Masters of Business Administration students. Patton's resume describes him as, quote, an expert in communication, interpersonal, and leadership effectiveness who has taught and led programs in the Pacific Rim for more than 20 years. That day's lesson focused on building confidence and improving presentation skills according to a class syllabus. When Patton, who is white, began discussing the use of filler words like and or you know in speech, he offered an international example, and this is a direct quote. Quote, like in China, the common word is that. He said, according to the video recordings of the class circulated on social media. So in China, it might be negu. So there's different words that you'll hear in different countries, but they're vocal disfluencies. Patton was referring to, and then they have this written out in Mandarin, that name, I won't say it again, I don't want to damage anyone's mental health, is commonly pronounced the way I just pronounced it. He used that common pronunciation. To some students, the word sounded too much like the N-word in English. The next day, a group of black master's candidates in the class of 2022 at one of the top business schools in the country wrote a letter to Marshall, the dean of the business school, whose name is Jeffrey Garrett. Quote, there are over 10,000 characters in the Chinese written language, and to use that phrase is hurtful and unacceptable to our USC Marshall community, the letter said. The negligence and disregard displayed by our professor was very clear. The students said their mental health had been affected and they were unable to focus on their studies. Okay, let that sink in for a moment. To expect that we will sit through two more weeks of this class, knowing that the professor lacks the tact, the racial awareness, and empathy to lead and teach an audience as diverse as ours is unacceptable, they wrote. Okay, I don't like the term snowflake, but if there is any reasonable application of that term, it's to this. He uses a Mandarin word that isn't even that close. And they're said they're so mentally damaged, they're unable to focus on their studies. And something that they heard in their online, their virtual class. Chinese speakers say the Mandarin word is widely used as a place filler, just like the English It can also be used to indicate a specific item, as in that one, with pronunciation varying depending on the proximity of the item. An email to all MBA students 4 days after this horrible incident, which did such terrible damage to some of the students, Dean Garrett said, Patton repeated several times a Chinese word that sounds very similar to a vile racial slur in English. It doesn't sound that similar. Understandably, this caused great pain and upset among students. And for that, I am deeply sorry, the dean wrote. It is simply unacceptable for faculty to use such examples or language in class because they can marginalize and harm you and hurt your feelings of psychological safety. As a school, we must and we will do better. Okay, please let this sink in. And where are we as a country with this? He goes on, as the dean of the business school, we acknowledge the historical, cultural, and harmful impact of racist language. USC is committed to building a culture of respect and dignity where all members of our community can feel safe, supported, and can thrive. Then there was a statement from Professor Patton. I have strived to best prepare students with global and real-world and applied examples and illustrations to make the class content come alive and bring diverse voices, situations, and experience into the classroom, he wrote. Patton said in the letter that he had taught the course for 10 years and he had received positive feedback when using the same example in the past. Okay, this is a three-week course. This is a word that he repeated four times. He's now been bounced from the course. He can't even, he's not even allowed to finish it. Yes, I failed to realize all the many different additional ways that a particular example may be heard across audience members based on their own lived experiences, and that is my fault. This week, a group of nearly 100 USC alumni, most of whom are Chinese by ethnicity or nationality, wrote to the school's administration in support of their professor, saying his use of the Mandarin word for that was, quote, accurate and an entirely appropriate and quite effective illustration of the use of pauses. The alumni said they were deeply disappointed that the spurious charge has the additional feature of casting insult toward the Chinese language, the most spoken in the world, and characterized it and its usage as vile. We feel Marshall should be open to diversity in all areas, they write. Okay, another Chinese example here. This is unbelievable. Disney is now under fire for filming Mulan in China's Xinjiang province. That's where the Uyghurs are being tortured and exterminated. And Mulan, which is an okay movie, I mean, I gave it 2.5 stars. I think it's better than the animated version. But here's an amazing thing. There's a quick flashback, clip number 16, of the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, in May of 2019, saying Disney would not film in the state of Georgia. And here's why not. Listen.
The abortion bill in Georgia. How do you feel about that? And is Disney going to keep producing there?
Well, I think if it becomes law, it'll be very difficult to produce it. I rather doubt we will. I think many people who work for us will not want to work there, and we'll have to heed their wishes in that regard. Right now, we're watching it very carefully. I guess there's some speculation it could be enacted sometime after the first of the year.
Okay, this was a fetal heartbeat bill. In other words, if a pro-life bill is passed in the state of Georgia, they can't film there. But if there's genocide going on against Muslim Uyghurs in China, this is my point.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863 or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.